Greetings in Jesus' name on this 30th day of September, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently 34 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, with frost on the pumpkin out there today. And we are absolutely thrilled that this has been another glorious broadcasting week of the gospel through the airwaves and literally around the world. And we're grateful today for Anchor Broadcasting Network and our leader, Dr. Randy C. Botten. As we say in Maine, Botten. And it's a blessing to be able to be a part of all that God is doing. Services last night were a great blessing over at the Wells Branch Baptist Church. Brother Randy King from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, preached the Word of God, and we had a wonderful night together. Headed down to chapel in just a few moments to be a part of the morning chapel at the 8:15 hour, and we'll be rejoicing in God's goodness and grace as we rally the troops and see God do great things in the lives of the students. And then we're going to be working and building and laboring and working on septic systems and preparing for our missions conference and setting everything in place and so that we might be our best, no less, for Christ. And thank you for praying, and thank you for believing God with us as we continue on for the Lord. My wife will be teaching tomorrow a ladies' seminar or a ladies' conference. You pray for her as she goes up to Palermo, Maine, to be a part of a ladies' conference, that God would use her in a mighty way. In your Bible today, I want you to look with me in 1 John chapter 3 and verse number 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. You could pause right there, call recess, and shout a little while. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Right now are we the sons of God. I'm glad today that I'm in God's family. I don't have to wonder. I don't have to worry. Certainly don't have to get all concerned about my Heavenly Father taking care of me. Because if I can take care of my children, because I'm simply their father, surely the God of glory will take care of me. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. What a joy to think about this, that when he shall appear. I want to speak on this thought today for a few minutes. But when he shall appear, but we know that when he shall appear, he's going to appear. He's gone away, but he's coming again. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The appearing of Christ is a motivating factor, or at least should be a motivating factor in the lives of the believers. The appearing of Christ should prompt us. It should move us. It should motivate us to be more like our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. My wife and I, years and years ago, used to go to the beach, and not just the beach, but go to the lake, and we come to an understanding, oh my, what if Jesus appears while we're laying out here on the lake, unclothed and not in a modest state? What if Jesus appears? I know what people say. People say, well, preacher, you're all saved, and by the good grace of God, it's okay. Well, the Bible does teach that we can be confident at his coming, and I can remember those days early on in our ministry of the cognizance knowledge of knowing that Christ Jesus was going to appear at any time. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. I wonder, dear friend, today, are you ready for the appearing of Christ? I wonder, dear friend, today, are you ready to see the Lord Jesus? Are you saved? Have you been washed in the rose-red royal blood from Calvary? Are you doing the Lord's will? Our works have nothing to do with whether we're going to heaven or not. We're saved by grace and grace alone, but our works do matter. And are we busy about the Father's business, serving him out of a pure motive, so that one day when we stand before the judgment seat of Christ, we may hear our Savior say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. But when he shall appear. May God help us to be our best for Him. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you once again on Monday.